episode 148. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. Consistency, availability, and partition tolerance are three aspects of distributed computing, and a fourth, not included in the three, is latency. Many explanations simplify this by saying that you need to choose two of the first three aspects, but that's not quite right. I'll explain each of these aspects and then how they're related. First of all, consistency. If you know about databases, then this has a different meaning. I'll explain databases in a future series of episodes. For now, consistency means that if you write some information, then you should read back the same information. If you instead get back old information, then this is called stale information, sort of like how bread tastes better when it's fresh. Availability also has a slightly different meaning than what you might expect. It doesn't mean that a system is working fully, and it doesn't even mean that you can always get a reply at all. It just means that if you do happen to connect to a working server computer, then you should get back some reply, even if it's not the latest information. Partition tolerance means that a distributed system can continue to work when there are network problems that isolate some server computers from others. Let's say you have computers participating in a distributed system located in the United States, Canada, and Australia. If a hurricane causes all the United States computers to be disconnected from both Canada and Australia, but otherwise they remain running, then a system is said to be partition tolerant if customers can continue to use the system. The original CAP theorem, or CAP theorem, said that you could only be guaranteed to get two aspects between the three options, consistency, availability, and partition tolerance. But here's where it went wrong. You see, consistency and availability are up to you to decide how to handle, and they don't even have to be all of one and zero of the other. They can be combined. But a network failure is outside of your ability to control. Sure, CAP says you can design around this too, but CAP implies that you could choose to design a system that's consistent and available. Those are two of the original three choices, after all. This ignores the fact that networks will fail. Modern distributed systems can no longer ignore partition tolerance. As designs scale out more by using more computers across increasing distances, network disruptions become more frequent. Just think about how reliable your internet connection is. Even if you have no problems yourself, imagine for a moment that you need to design a system that needs to connect computers from different countries with weather conditions, natural disasters, and even simple machine failures. As this system relies on more and more connections, the chances that one or more of these connections will break just keeps getting higher. I'll describe more and also get to that fourth aspect, latency, right after this message from our sponsor. How would you like for me to show you exactly how to write a real game from start to finish? I'm organizing a 5-day workshop that will show you everything you need to go from a complete beginner to writing your own game. This will be a graphical 2D side-scroller, and I'll show you how to get your game character moving around through multiple levels. You'll learn fundamental programming techniques firsthand beyond anything that I can describe in this podcast. Let me know if you're interested by texting Game Week as a single word to the short number 44222, and I'll give you all the details. So if you want to take your programming beyond a hobby and learn how to make a real game that you can sell online, then text Game Week to the number 44222. I know that some phones don't have access to short numbers like this. Or maybe you're listening from outside the United States. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and send me a message. Because partition tolerance is becoming a necessary choice, you're left with the choice of how you want to deal with the situation when you don't have a complete system. If you choose consistency over availability, then when a request for some information is made, you can either wait for the network to come back or return an error. Or maybe you wait for a while and then return an error. Either way, the computer making the request won't wait forever and will time out eventually. Consistency says that you need to make sure you have the most up-to-date information before replying. Even if you have some information and could reply with what you have, consistency says you double-check first. And since you can't do that, then an error is best. Now, if you choose availability, then you reply with the information you have, even if there might be more up-to-date information that you just can't get to right at that moment. This means that the information should be available. You can't just make up a response. If you reply with an answer, then it should at least have a chance to be the right answer. If a computer requests some information that a server simply does not have and can't get to at all because of the network outage, then choosing availability means that you should at least return right away with an error. In order to prevent this, where a server has no access to its own data, that means information needs to be replicated to several locations. That just means that information needs to be copied to each location and updated at each location whenever it changes. Copying information like this takes time. Let's say a customer connects to a server in the United States and orders a new bag. The inventory remaining for that bag needs to be reduced. And in order to improve availability, this inventory is found in both Canada servers and in Australian servers. To be consistent, you need to design the software to send a message to all the places where it needs to be updated before confirming the order with the customer. This can take a while. And this is latency. As your system becomes more consistent, it takes longer and becomes more latent. It might be better to sacrifice some consistency in order to speed things up and improve latency. So to sum everything up, network partitions are a fact of life and something that just can't be ignored. You can choose how to handle network errors by sticking to a firm commitment to verify any local information, such as inventory amounts, or to reply with whatever information you have. And this doesn't have to be an all-or-nothing approach. You have some room to decide the best approach depending on the system you're designing and what customers will find acceptable. And even when everything is working just fine, you still need to balance consistency with latency. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating on iTunes, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. You can also comment on any episode at takeupcode.com.